It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
Obesity for children, we know that's a big issue, and it has a lot to do with our lifestyle. Number one, we don't exercise enough. And number two, it's just the wrong types of foods that we're feeding our kids. Now, here today is Ashley Koff. She is an internationally renowned registered dietitian and who believes better nutrition is really simple. She's on a mission to help everyone so that they can achieve their personal health goals. And we're going to talk to her right now. Thanks so much for being here, Ashley Koff.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, you describe yourself as a qualitarian, and I want to know, what does that mean?
You bet. You know, I struggled in the first, I would say, like maybe 5 or 6 years of my practice, especially because I had moved from New York to Los Angeles. And when I moved to Los Angeles, people are like, what's your thing? You know, when it comes to nutrition, is it going to just be orange foods, or what can I, you know, is it you only have something until 6 p.m. or you only have, you know, certain vegetables or fruits on certain days of the week? And I was like kind of blown away. And as somebody who came from a marketing background, I worked in advertising, I was like, I got to work, you know, figure this out. But, you know, I had seen vegetarians in my practice for years who never ate a vegetable. And I knew people who were pescatarian or, you know, not eating great quality fish and all these other things. And so long story long, I was actually on, I love to fly fish, and I was on a fly fishing trip. And I got into this whole crazy discussion. If you've ever been on one of these, like, you know, whitewater rafting or fly fishing trips, like, you're lucky if you get a peanut butter sandwich on white bread and, like, maybe, like, a bag of chips, you know, and if you can have water instead of a soda, it's like, woohoo. And this guy brought me an organic salad that he served in a ceramic bowl and was starting to put bison on, and I was like, ooh, I don't eat meat. And he's like, yeah, but I killed it, and you should really try it here. And he's like, but I do have this bar just in case. He's like, but I didn't know if you would eat it because it's got soy protein isolate, and we try not to have the isolates. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you're totally right. So we got into this whole discussion. And, you know, I said at the core, what really I felt like was the most important thing that we could talk about to people is what you actually put in your body needs to be what the body just recognizes easiest, you know. And a good friend of mine, Robin O'Brien, always says, are we allergic to food or are we allergic to what's been done to the food? And I think that, you know, this is really this quality concept is such a dominant one. It's one of the core pillars of my program. And I call myself a qualitarian because I really think that no matter what your food choices are, what your diet's free of, what it's full of, you really have to be thinking about the quality of what you're having. So the answer isn't always that a veggie burger is better than a beef burger or that a soy bar is better for you than a bar that's made with whey, you know, or any of these things. It's really about the quality of the ingredient.
Yeah, I am a true believer that quality means, you know, high nutrient dense foods,
right?
Nutrients with vitamins and minerals. So what is your first step that you take, you know, when you talk to children or the parent in how to start managing their weight and their foods?
Yeah. And you know, it's an interesting thing. So a couple of years ago, I moved to DC and people are like, oh, are you moving to lobby? And I said, you know, I'm not going to lobby, but I actually have been doing what I'll call a lot of backdoor lobbying because a lot of my clients are, you know, I have congressmen as clients and people are really, you know, working in the space who have a lot of influence. And, you know, one of the things that I'm talking to them about is how do we make this simpler for people? How do we make it easier? And, you know, a certain group, their answer is, well, it shouldn't be, the school shouldn't be telling us what to eat. We shouldn't be, you know, having the government tell us what to eat. It should be parents and physicians. And what I said to that is, the problem is my office is overflowing with parents and physicians who are obese and battling disease themselves and who come to me crying because they want to be better role models for their children. So the first thing is, I think we have to understand that in order to affect change at the generational level, we have to start with everyone. We can't just say it's a parent's job to teach their child how to eat properly, because if the parent doesn't know, then it's not fair. So we need to help the parents. And the greatest part about it is sometimes when we're helping kids, they are actually the best people to turn around and help their parents. So I'll give an example. I trained at County Hospital, and I was at a clinic in sort of in downtown LA, and not, you know, very low income community, et cetera. And I did a challenge with a bunch of the kids there, and I said, look, for 1 week, I only want you to eat a color if it comes from and is found in a food that exists in nature, and it's eat or drink. And so that was, you know, no Gatorade, none of these, you know, no Cheetos, all of these things, whatever. And so many of them, when they came back to me, were telling me how difficult it was because they kept telling me that their parents were giving them things. And they'd have to say, I'm not eating that. You know, and of course, I was like, oh, no, I've just ruined these parents' lives. Like, I've made it harder for them. But it was so fun. So afterwards, what I did was actually invite the parents to come in. And we talked about it. And I said, look, what I'm teaching your kids is that every color that exists in nature does something different for their body. And I want them to get every one of those colors. When you get it in an artificial way, you don't get the nutrients. You don't get what they're doing in the body. So think of them like a clean, you know, a bunch of different cleaning utensils. So some of that cleanup work doesn't happen. And in addition, many of these artificial colors and that are there have actually been shown to be irritants to the body. So, you know, just in a simple discussion like that, I actually use the children to help impact change at the adult level. So I think we can do it on both sides. I think the beverage piece, we were just hearing a little bit about, the beverage piece is so important. You know, our bodies do need water. And I'm not somebody who's going to just sit here and say, you know, 8 or 10 glasses or it can only ever be water. But we do have to get in water. And I think on the one hand, we have a lot of things today, you know, whether it's watermelon water, I just saw fat water, or I saw coconut water and all these things that are being called waters that are actually sugary and or even in the case of vitamin waters that actually water doesn't naturally deliver vitamins. If we were going to do anything, we would do minerals. So, you know, there's a lot of confusion about just getting in regular water. And so my challenge is always before you can have any other beverage, you have to have at least that amount of water. And if you have that first, a lot of times they're not thirsty for the other beverage. Or I'll say to them, you could have an ice cream or you could have a small amount of root beer. You know, so I think part of it is just is sort of taking away these stigmas of all these foods are bad for you and here are all of the things that you can't have and really focus on what you can have in reasonable amounts and, you know, at a certain level of frequency.
Oh, you know, you're giving such great information, not just about, you know, how parents should take care of themselves so that they're good role models, but, you know, all the things that you're saying are such basic information, but we don't do it. We
right.
don't do it. And I really find that it has a lot to do with the stress levels in our lives. Parents, there's double income parents now. Most of the families, it's hard to find a family where one parent is actually at home. We
yeah.
all work. Even if we work at home, we work.
Right.
And I think the stress levels that we go through is what puts us in a position where we just don't have the energy. We don't have the drive and motivation to actually be good role models. What can you tell our parents today that they can do right now, just right now, one thing they can do to start being better role models?
Yeah, I think it is one thing. My nutrition program literally fits on one piece of paper. All of this information that I'm communicating is free on my website. So the Better Nutrition Simplified program is all there. And
there are tips,
et cetera, that you can, you know, that so people can get this information. But I wanted to come to that point when you say, what's the one thing that you can do? It's going to be different for everyone, but you do want to just pick one thing. I think what you hit on there is so key. For some people, it's finding a little bit of time to exercise. For some people, it's going to bed a little bit earlier. For others, it's learning about nutrient balance. It's making sure that you get protein and fats and some vegetables at those eating occasions, and it's not just carbohydrates, or that when you're serving your kids breakfast, you're not just having coffee so that you aren't energy crashing later when it comes time to make a choice for your lunch or your mid-morning snack or that sort of a thing. So I think the key thing is it's not always going to be the same answer, but we do want to start. The good news is not everybody is doing everything wrong. That is a total myth. There are really one or two things that are going to give you a really big nutrition bang for your investment, and that's what I work on finding with individuals. And you can also email me or ask me those questions. I love to answer them on my blog and on social media, which is at Ashley Koff.
Thank you so much, Ashley. You guys gave such great information. Now, everyone can go to AshleyKoffApproved.com. That's where you're going to be able to find more information, her blogs, and all about her program. Or you can always go to my radio show page on Radio MD. Again, AshleyKoffApproved.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.